Here's your Roto report for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Atlanta Hawks. The Cavaliers come away victorious 97-89 to take a 1-0 lead over in Atlanta. And the Cavaliers do it on the road. They win a Game 1 on the road in the playoffs for the first time in franchise history. LeBron James led the way, 31 points. He had 8 rebounds and 6 assists, but really the story of this game was J.R. Smith. He was my X factor coming into this game, into this series, because Kyrie Irving wasn't going to be at 100%. In my Kenny's Keys to Winning This Series for the Cavaliers, I felt that J.R. Smith was going to have to step up and be the number 2 or number 3 scorer, leading scorer for this team because of the injury to Kyrie Irving, and he stepped up huge tonight with 28 points on 10 of 16 shooting from the field, 8 of 12 from three-point range. Those 8 makes in a playoff game a Cavaliers record, and he really helped pick up the slack when Kyrie Irving re-injured himself in the third quarter. That left knee injury aggravated again. Kyrie finished with 10 points on 4 of 10 shooting, barely played in the fourth quarter. Says he will go in game number 2, but he is not going to be close to 100% for the rest of this series, the rest of the playoffs. That's why J.R. Smith is so important moving forward. Also, kudos to Tristan Thompson, another double-double with 14 points and 10 rebounds. Timofey Mozgov, 10 points, 11 rebounds, a double-double there. So the Cavaliers with 5 players in double figures in this game, and they needed everybody to deliver that way to beat the Hawks by 8. Cavaliers fell behind early, and I was getting concerned because I thought, oh, geez, here we go again, like in the Chicago series. They're going to get down 12, 13, 14 points, and it might be too big of a hole to climb out of against Atlanta in Atlanta. But they did a nice job of fighting back in the first quarter, towards the end of the first quarter, and they were only down 6 at the end of the first quarter. Their defense was terrible in the first quarter as Atlanta shot 61% from the field. But they made some adjustments, and then J.R. Smith got hot in the second quarter, and the Cavaliers were able to even things up at halftime. 51 all. LeBron was 16 at the half. J.R. Smith off the bench, providing that spark with 11 points at halftime. So going into the break, I felt really good for the Cavaliers considering the way they played and how well Atlanta shot the ball in the first half, and the fact that Kyrie Irving didn't look like he had that explosiveness even in the first half before he got hurt. His only buckets were on 3-pointers. He may be reduced to just that, a catch-and-shoot three-point guy and somebody to knock down free throws in the game, because his ability to drive like he normally does is going to be taken away from him because of that right foot sprain and the re-aggravation of that left knee injury. So he may have to adjust his game and become more of a catch-and-shoot guy, and we'll see what happens come Friday for game number 2. So at halftime, I felt pretty good, tied 51 all for the Cavaliers. In the third quarter, that's when the Cavaliers distanced themselves from the Atlanta Hawks as they outscored Atlanta 23-16 in that third quarter. And early in the quarter, a lot of us a little bit scared with what happened with LeBron James as he twisted an ankle at about the 8:50 mark. He challenged a shot, I believe, of either Damari Carroll or Paul Millsap on the left wing, and as he was following through on the challenge, stepped on a photographer's foot and rolled his ankle, but it wasn't serious. He went out for a little while. He was able to come back and play the rest of the game, so the Cavaliers avoided another major injury there with LeBron James. And as the quarter moved on, the Cavaliers were able to distance themselves, like I said, from the Hawks, courtesy of a couple of J.R. Smith three-pointers that put them up 8 points with about 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go. And then J.R. with a shot near the end of the quarter, a 2-point shot, put them up 7 at that point. And then a tip-in at the buzzer for the Atlanta Hawks allowed them to stay close with only a difference of 7 points. The Cavaliers not doing a good job of closing out that quarter defensively, but they did have the lead going into the fourth quarter, which was, I think, paramount and huge for this victory, because I felt the Cavaliers needed to play ahead in this game going into the fourth quarter before it started, and they did that because I felt it would put the pressure on the Atlanta Hawks, and it did exactly that, as the Cavaliers, thanks to J.R. Smith coming out, burying not one, not two, but three triples to go along with an alley-oop pass to Tristan Thompson, and it took a 74-67 Cavalier lead all the way out to 85-67 at the 9:50 mark, a 13-0 run for the Cavaliers. And at that point, it looked like the Cavaliers had this in hand, but then LeBron James got a little bit too cute, and he got a little bit cocky handling the ball, and Paul Millsap was guarding him, because in this fourth quarter, a terrible injury happened to Damari Carroll as he was driving to the basket. He planted his left leg, and it buckled. We don't know how bad it is. An MRI is scheduled for tomorrow. They're listing it as a left knee sprain. Looks like maybe a hyperextension. Hopefully nothing too serious. But at that point, the Cavaliers were feeling pretty good about themselves, and maybe too good about themselves, especially with LeBron James, as he started toying a little bit with Paul Millsap, who was guarding him out on the perimeter. And we got to see the emergence of the stanky leg offense, which took the Cavaliers out of their offense and took them out of their comfort zone of what they were doing to get that lead. And LeBron James, by doing so, took some bad shots, ran the shot clock down, that forced a 24-second violation, a turnover, and some other shots that weren't good. And all of a sudden, the Bulls capitalized on that, and Chicago got it to within 4 points at 91-87 with just under a minute to go. So the Cavaliers, who were up 14 with 5 minutes to go, saw that lead evaporate to 4 with 1 minute to go. And it reminded me of the Chicago Bulls series, when the Cavaliers had big leads in that series and were unable to put the Bulls away until they did so in game number 6. Now, the good thing about all of this, after the game, LeBron James admitted that it was his fault, that he went too much isolation, dribbled the ball too much, pounded the ball too much, took the air out of the ball, ran the shot clock down too much, and that almost cost the Cavaliers. He said he will learn from that. Hopefully he will, and we won't see the stanky leg offense anymore. When LeBron attacked in game number 1 against the Hawks, he was great. He was fantastic. He was awesome. The punctuation dunk at the end of the game where he split the defenders, attacked, went strong to the basket, was something we need to see more of from LeBron James. But when he went stanky leg offense, he was terrible. And hopefully it's not just words from LeBron James. Hopefully he watches the game film and realizes, with Kyrie Irving not able to maybe initiate the offense like he is used to because of the injury, LeBron will understand that even though he's the guy running point, he needs to move the basketball, no isolation or not as much isolation, stanky leg offense, and get everybody involved, especially when you have a hot hand like J.R. Smith. So it wasn't a great end to the game for the Cleveland Cavaliers, but I will take a close, hard-fought, shouldn't have been that close win over a loss anytime in game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and that's what the Cavaliers got. So hopefully they will watch the film, learn from their mistakes both offensively and defensively, and be ready to go Friday night for game 2 in Atlanta. Don't know yet if Damari Carroll will be able to play for the Atlanta Hawks. So really a horrible night for the Hawks. Not only do they lose game 1, lose home court advantage in the Eastern Conference Finals, but they also lose their best defender, the guy that was supposed to guard LeBron James throughout this series. For how long, we won't know until tomorrow. So we'll have to wait and see. Kent Bazemore will probably get the assignment now if Carroll cannot go. Kyrie Irving said after the game, post-game interview, that he expects to play in game number 2, even though he re-injured his left knee tonight. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. But all in all, a good night for the Cavaliers. A 97-89 winner in game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron with 31, J.R. Smith phenomenal with 28 points and double-doubles from the two bigs. Roadman, I told you it's all about the bigs. I'm a happy man tonight. I know you are, Coach Luke. Double-doubles by Tristan Thompson and Timofey Mozgov, and the Cavaliers win home court advantage back from the Atlanta Hawks and go up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. There's your Roto Report for that game one between the Cavs and the Hawks. Cavaliers a winner, 97-89.